Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Doctrine of Truth. Bishop Poole, glad to have you again here today. And a wonderful day. It's another day that the Lord has made. The Bible says that we should rejoice and be glad in it. You know, God made the world and all everything that's in it. And I believe the Bible. I believe what God has said. And I trust in the Word of God. I trust in the Word of God. And He is our guideline. The one that created the heaven and the earth, He is our guideline. If it wasn't from Him, we would have no life here today. We like to start off always with a prayer. And we're praying today for wisdom. We're praying today for knowledge. Because like today, we're discussing, and if you be with us all the rest of this lesson concerning seeking and finding. In other words, throughout all the things that are happening in this world, the situations that's going on in this world, I know people are concerned about survival. And those of you that are in Christ for the first time, and you're concerned too, should you trust, turn loose what you have, and seek after God, God's Word. You know, without God's Word, there's no pattern, there's no evidence or direction for us, those of us that claim to be Christian. And you know the old word, fear, always come up, fear. And if you define fear as false evidence appear real. That's what fear is, false evidence that appear real. It is false evidence. It appears to be real, but God is with us always. He's following us, and He's with us. He's in us. And you just have to believe Him. Believe what He says and believe that He's going to do what He says He's going to do. We're going to start off, as always, with prayer. Prayer for wisdom in times like these, according to the Scripture, praying for wisdom that God will help us and guide us through. And according to Matthew's, the Word of God, it speaks of, and we say, Our Heavenly Father, we come to You in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, we thank You for Your words, given knowledge, instruction, wisdom, and understanding to all who pay attention to Your truth. Lord, we ask You, You promise to impact wisdom to us if we'll listen to Your words and attend unto Your counsel. And we therefore enter into Your presence with truth, knowing that You will give us wisdom according to 2 Chronicles 1 and 10. Heavenly Father, fill us with the spirit of wisdom so that we will be able to discern Your will. With You, Lord, there be both strength and wisdom according to Job 12:13. Heavenly Father, let our mouth speak Your wisdom. Lord, because of the righteousness You have imparted to me according to Psalms 37 and 30, in the hidden parts of our life, make us know Your wisdom according to Psalms 51 and 6. Teach us to number our days so that we can give and may gain a heart of wisdom according to Psalms 90th division and the 12th verse. Heavenly Father, Your wisdom and knowledge make us happy because the gains of it's better than the fine gold. By wisdom You found the earth, and by knowledge You established the heavens according to Proverbs 3:13 and 20. Christ Jesus, we thank You that our eyes of understanding are constantly being enlightened, that we may know your calling and the riches of your glory and your inheritance for your saints. We thank you for your excellent greatness. We believe and we trust and we rely on you, Heavenly Father, believe that Jesus Christ is your Son, that he died on the cross for our sins. We believe that you, Heavenly Father, raised Jesus from the dead, and he is now sitting on the right hand in heaven, according to Ephesians 17 and 23. Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending Jesus, who represents your power and wisdom to us, because we are in him, and the desires to always abide in him. He has made us wisdom and given us righteousness, sanctified and redeemed us. In this reality, Lord, we call on you today, this afternoon, 1 Corinthians 1 and 22 and 23, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, according to your scripture and your word, St. John 14, chapter 14, verse. Amen. Lord, you said if we abide in you and you abide in me, St. John 15, we can ask what you will in Jesus' name. And Lord, we thank you for it. And we praise you for it. And for the listeners today. Now, we always have to start off with a prayer and asking God for his deliverance, his wisdom and knowledge. And if you'd like to be a part of this radio broadcast today and sharing with us, amen, how do you find and how do you begin to seek out the direction of God in times like these? In times like these, with wars and rumors of wars and sickness and disease everywhere, and every human being, they're always concerned about survival. Me, myself, and I. You know, it's a selfish journey, and that's why Jesus came to those who believe in him. Jesus came to those who believe in him, and this, it sounds selfish, but the world is a selfish world because it was born in selfishness, and it was born, the world, all of us was born in sin, and sin is a selfish journey, and it always seemed to be, amen, that without Christ, amen, St. John, the third chapter and the 16th verse, amen, we'll perish. We'll perish. Amen. God so loved the world. But we're today discussing Matthew, the 7th chapter and the 7th verse, seeking and finding your path in life. Seeking and finding your path in life. And we always have to make this journey back to the beginning of the Bible. Always have to make that journey. And when we make that journey, in Matthew, the 7th chapter says, the 7th verse, they ask and it shall be given. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened unto you. To everyone, notice it says now, to everyone who asks, receiveth. And he who seeketh, findeth. And to him who knock, it is open. And this is why Christianity is so popular, not to the point where people want to live by God's word in respect where they feel that they can accomplish anything they want to accomplish because they love the world. And they feel that if they can have God, because the church always about, amen, the church is always about, amen, helping people, blessing people, caring for people. And they know God is love. And sometimes you overlook the love of God and the strength of God because right now, because of grace and truth, Jesus brought grace because Jesus brought, amen, patience, kindness, and love. Love is kindness, long-suffering. Because of the love of God, Jesus exempted that. He brought the love of God, and people see the love of God. He's long-suffering and patient. And people take that for granted. Say, oh, yeah, well, he's going to come, and I will be able to do what I want to do, and I'll be able to talk God out of it. He's love, and I'll be able to appeal to his kindness. And not knowing that destruction is before us every day, every hour. Now, in the book of Genesis, in the sixth chapter, because the Bible said, in the days of Noah and Lot, so shall it be. And we see, amen, today in time, there are so much going on, wars and rumors of wars, destruction, every place. Everywhere we turn, amen, war, amen, everywhere we turn, earthquakes in diverse places, amen. There's always pestilence, amen, and phantoms, you know, disease are breaking out. And I know many times that being the question, can God, in times like these, can he really, amen, take care of you? Amen. Jesus said he's a good shepherd, but you know, because we are human and the word always come around, and because of the fact that we have mankind has an enemy, and it always appeals to our being, food and clothing and raiment. Can God? And these are the times of sorrow, according to Matthew's 24th chapter. And because this is grassroots, and this program is geared to, amen, is geared to seeking out, and this program is geared to helping those of us who's in Christ who just started out. Maybe you have started out, but just to encourage you. Proverbs speaks about iron sharpening iron. In other words, a knife in the kitchen cutting things every now and then it gets dull. That means it's still a knife. Amen. It's still a sword. Amen. Amen. But it needs to be sharpened from time to time. Amen. So our endeavor here is to encourage you, amen, to continue on with Christ, because he can. He can. If you'd like to be a caller, you can dial 1-347-215-8816. 1-347-215-8816. Now, can we make it? Can you continue to make it, amen, as a Christian? Amen. Jesus has said once when he was confronted with the enemy, amen, concerning, amen, an enemy said, can these stones be made bread? Tempting him. And Jesus said, man cannot live by bread alone. And in every some parts of the world, some areas, you know, the environment and the economy is changing. Things are changing. And without proper understanding about what the Bible has said, or to be reminded about what the Bible says concerning, amen, the end time, we forget, amen, that in this end time life, God, through Jesus' teaching, we still have, amen, the ability, amen, to survive and to thrive, amen, to have the abundant life, amen. But we have to consider and follow his word. One of the prophets, God made a major, one of God's major prophets in the book of Isaiah, the first chapter, Isaiah was appealing, amen, to God's people, appealing to Israel, amen. He told them that, listen, amen, he said, you wash yourself and make yourself clean. Put away evil from your doing from my eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do good. Seek justice. Rebuke the oppressors. Defend the fatherless. Plead for the widows. Come now and let us reason together, said the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are white, they are red like crimson, but they shall be as wool. if you are willing, now, willing means, does not mean that you have the ability to overcome, but willing means that you have the determination and motivation to try what God says. He said, now, if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword. That's God's word. That's the prophet, major prophet in Isaiah, the first chapter, beginning with the 16th verse to the 20th verse. God, amen, through his son Jesus Christ, even though the economy is switching and changing, some areas, the flood has destroyed areas, hurricanes, tornadoes, amen, tsunamis, amen, fires, wars, disease, amen, you can name it. You can name it. Many of you have are a part of that and being involved in that. But remember, Jesus said this already in the book of Matthew and well as the book of Luke. Amen. It said, many will come in my name saying, I'm Christ, and will deceive many, but you will hear of wars and rumors and rumors. But be not troubled. Be not troubled. Amen. He said, be not troubled. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. So how can we, if you say you need a job, if you need food for your family, amen, you need a home, you want to be involved, amen, and whatever it takes to supply, amen, the need, can God do it? And that's why we fall into this chapter, the seventh chapter and the seventh verse. Jesus said, amen, seek and you'll find. Seek and you'll find. Knocking it will be open. Now, because of the choices that you might not have in wherever area you are, whatever part of life you're living in, God said you will eat good of the land. You will eat good of the land. Remember the days of Noah, Matthew's 24th chapter, amen, in the 26th, in the 36th verse, Jesus is speaking here through the apostle Matthew, say, but of the days and hour no man know, not even the angels in heaven, but my Father. But as the days of Noah were, so also be the coming of the Son of Man. There was marrying, there was giving in marriage, there was discussion about there was no law, there was lawlessness, men didn't have no guideline, respect for one another, things was rampantly, amen, getting out of hand, and it wasn't any biblical scriptures written for man, no more than what God had given him, amen, heathen religion and idol gods, because Satan, when he gets you involved in the worldly things, you'll go from one God to another God. You'll go from the God of money to the God of health to the God, amen, of the statues in heaven, the images in earth, the images under the earth, whatever lucky or whatever thing you can find within yourself to fill that hole within you, amen, you feel that you can live off and trust off of, that's what you be doing. But God said, amen, it'll be days like this now, and before the flood, before the days of the flood, there was eating and drinking, amen, marrying and giving in marriage until the day Noah entered into the ark. So we see things now that are happening. And they did not know. They did not know that the Son of Man was on his way. They did not know because they were so wrapped up and tied up in themselves and blinded with themselves. Have you ever thought about it? You know, you're so tied up and wrapped up, and you have tried everything, but you have not tried the Word of God direction. And the Lord knows that, amen, the world is not coming to the end. And he knew, amen, that the enemy will unleash, amen, men and women that are seeking to fight against God, to fight against God's knowledge, and he know that men are seeking their own laws and their own direction, and they have no knowledge. They have no knowledge. They're wrapped up in their own world about what they want to accomplish, who they are, how they can beat the law of the land, or how they can accomplish things through wickedness. Now, wickedness can be defined. If God says don't do, they're going to do, because they learn, amen, choices. The choices they have learned, and wickedness and deception they have learned, amen, they are using, but it's not godly. And we are saints of God, those of us following Christ, have come out of that, and now you depended on and leaning on Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You depend on leading to God as your Savior. So how can we follow him? His word of God, the word. The word, the direction, the Bible is written by holy men from the beginning to the end. You have to live on it. You have to live on it. Whatever he says, research. Guess what God's saying? Research. Research, my people, research, and you can find. And you know from yourself, many of you have researched and you have found things, and you really care if it's no more than shopping, finding a job, friends, or even finding evil advices and evil things. You can find it. Amen. If you want to find something, amen, destroy people, you know you can find it. And same thing applies with God for his good. Amen. You just take a little time, a little more direction, and trust in his word. Trust in his word. Amen. If you trust in his word, you will not be, amen, confused. Notice, in the book of Habakkuk, and one of God's prophets, and he was concerned and was crying, and Lord, how things that are going, and he was really not completely, amen, upset, but the things that he heard and the things that he seen were disturbing. We all are human. Amen. You might as well, amen, adjust to that. You're still human. Jesus cried, amen, when Lazarus died. He was his good friend. Jesus cried, amen, when Lazarus died. Amen. If you want to call in, we're talking about seeking in time of trouble like this and how you made it. Amen. All you have to do is press 1. Dial 1-347-215-8816. 1-347-215-8816. The Habakkuk, amen, he loved the Lord, and he was a prophet from God, amen. And the God word came back to him saying, amen, that behold, the proud, his soul is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. By his faith. And God is a personal God. He's personal. He's very, very personal. And we have to remember that he's personal, and he will do what he says he's going to do. Jesus is personal. That's why he said, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And he's very personal, and he's to the personal to the fact that, amen, God sent his son. Amen. We have a caller. Amen. Caller, you press 1, and amen, we'd be glad to have you. Amen. Discussing about seeking and finding and what God has helped you. Go right ahead, caller. You're on the air. Amen. Go right ahead, caller. Yes. Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Yes, sir. How are you today?
Yes, good. Thanks. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Oh, God bless you. God bless you.
Yeah, I'm so lucky. I'm so blessed to have a chance to get on the air with you tonight. Hallelujah. I always listen to the program, but I never have a chance to talk to you directly from the air, to the air. So tonight, I can see, like I hear, you say so much about personal things. God is a personal thing.
Yes.
It's a personal way to everyone to believe in him according to his grace, what he has done for us, what yeah. the great miracle he operated in our life. I can give you a short testimony. Like Saturday, I spent all Friday night suffering, and I went to the emergency Saturday all day till 4 o'clock. I was in the hospital in the afternoon. And thanks God, I get on my feet, and I was lucky. God gave me a doctor, can ask me some questions about medication and prescribe me something. And I feel a little better now. I feel a little better.
Praise God.
And the most important for whoever listening to the program tonight, believe in Jesus Christ is really personal.
Yes.
And not only personal, but to make progress in it, you got to move on. We can say first step, first round could be not easy, but
yes.
prayer and devotion, the devote to serve the Lord, any door will open. Any door will be open.
Yes.
And we're lucky with technology, you know, we're everywhere in the, around the world. People listen to this program everywhere. But whoever has no chance to call tonight, maybe they email you some testimony, or they can, anytime you receive some message from them. And I try to do the best every anytime this program is on the air, and for me to participate. And to whatever God put on my mind to share with all listeners, and I share it. God is great. God is good. And all His power is for us. We just got to move on to benefit from that.
God bless you, Brother Toussaint. We thank God for you.
Yes, Brother Leon. Brother Leon is with you. You know, that's my dream to be on the radio, you know, and I'm working on that. So, and we keep praying, and, you know, one door will be open. It's just a matter of time and power of God.
God bless you, my brother. God bless you.
Glad to have hallelujah. You. Amen.
He's a wonderful man of God. He's been really working for his country in Haiti, and he's been really working by faith. Paul had said, and Paul said, fight the good fight of faith. You know, when we all go through things, and you know, a fighter, he'd be in the ring sometimes 10 rounds, 15 rounds, and you never know. You have to just hold on to trusting God, and sometimes we forget. Amen. We have to continue to hold faith, and this is what it's about. When Matthew 7:7, seek and you'll find. Whatever condition we are in, if it's health, then we can research it. Amen. All the alternatives towards our health. That's what the Bible says. And I noticed that God has a complete word for different people. And according to their faith, Habakkuk said, the just shall live by faith. You know, in the morning, in the afternoon, we get up the next afternoon. Amen. We don't know what kind of fight. I don't know what kind of fight that you're going through. And I use the term fight because you have to stay positive. You have to stay positive, and you have to continue to seek, amen, a direction for the answer. It's there. God says there, I believe His word. Because of His word, we are standing and dependent on God's word. He said He's going to give us eternal life. We believe that. And it goes further. So the other promises are for us. We're all for us. And I thank God for the caller. If we have another caller, amen, all you have to do is dial 1. Press 1 on your call, amen, if you want to speak about, amen, seeking and finding, amen. It's boiling down to research. Research, amen. And doing researching, God wants us to research. He wants us to look in. Why, Lord, why am I this? Why am I that? there, he knows that the warfare that we're going through, amen, is not our warfare. He knows that we have an enemy. And sometimes we forget that we have an enemy. And there's a warfare going on, and we forget about that. We forget about that. And I want to just share just a portion, amen, of this song, amen. And you can understand, sometimes we forget. You know, we forget about we're in a war, we're in a spiritual war, and things that are going on, but we don't want to adjust to that because we love God. But we sometimes, the information that you had accumulated throughout your life, amen, can be aboard and is adding to your struggle. Just for a minute here, just for a minute. Let's listen for a moment. Now, we might not think that our mind, Paul said he'd find out that there's a war going on within him. Amen. He said he desired to do good. When he desired to do good, he find that evil is present. He find that evil is present. What he's talking about, you know, we live in this body that has adapted to this world. Our feelings, amen, our emotions has been adapted to this world. And God himself doesn't operate on feelings and emotion because he's spiritual. And when we come into Christ, amen, we are become supernatural people. We are supernatural because he that is in us is greater than he that is in the world. It's just like you riding in a car and your car, amen, having problems, but you're not having problems. But you ride in this car, amen. You might be tired, might be the engine, the motor, amen. And you're taking your time, and you say, well, one day I'm going to repair this car, but right now I'm going to do what I can with this car. You might have a plane, a boat, a bicycle. In other words, the machinery is having difficulties, but because you are in the machine, amen, or the house, wherever you are, the home is having difficulties, but you yourself is in perfect shape. But you're living in a building that you have to suffer with, a machine you have to suffer with, you have to try to repair, you have to set it up, and you finding, amen, the more repairs you do on your machine, your house, or your car, the better you feel, the better you feel. But until then, you have to deal with it. We live in a world, amen, and we live in a body because of the fact we have been accepted Christ and he came into our life. He's personal. He came in. He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. And the more we pray and have fellowship with him, amen, he's able, amen, to put us in the right place at the right time. Amen. He can draw things to us, draw people to us, or he can lead us. And once you learn how God leads you, and that's very important, amen, as you walk this earth, Matthew 7:7 says, seek and you'll find, ask and be not, and it be done unto you. Now, God is more smarter than we are. You have to accept that. Number one, you have to accept that he is a little, you know, very smarter than we are. Amen. He's supernatural. He beyond all of us. And he has ways to know. He know us. He know us. And he can put desires and ways and habits into our life. And he can use emotions and different things to kind of lead you in the right direction. Let's say if you like ice cream or some drink that you like, but you've been praying. You've been praying, so Lord, I need you to help me to overcome the situation. So at the time, you might go to a store, a shop, visit someone, and when you get there, you find yourself in the midst of a person that you were looking for, or the answer what you were looking for. This is what we call leading of the Spirit of God. Amen. We have anyone we'd like to call. Let's press 1. Amen. When you press 1, amen, you can be on the air. Just press 1. Amen. We have a caller. You can press 1 and express. All right. Go right ahead, caller. How are you today?
Hello. Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Okay. God bless you. Great man of God helping the youth. How that we're discussing how God has helped each other in seeking and finding. What would you like to say today, this brother Edward John Powell? Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Bishop, I just like to say that, you know, if we just keep searching and seeking and trying to figure out who we are as individual people, then we can actually get a word from the Lord, because a lot of times we're broken, we're torn, we're not together. And what I had to do for myself was actually begin to work on myself and try to figure out what do I have to offer. And build myself up to be able to have something to bring to the table. And like I say, that's what, going back to the scriptures, talked about. You have to seek and you have to knock and you have to find out who you are as an individual.
All right. You want to go a little bit further into that, or you want to leave that? I know you work with the youth, young people. What are you seeking on the youth? What are your direction in helping them?
The word that we have for the youth, Bishop, is to help them to realize who they are in Christ, and help them to realize who they are as an individual. Our number one affirmation that we talk about, and we try to counsel and get this word out to the youth, is I am, I believe, I can, I trust, I will become a believer. Once they become a believer, then they can move forward with the foundation under them. They can believe in God. They can believe in themselves. They can believe in their parents. They can also believe in their schools, their communities. They
right.
have to start believing something.
All right. We thank God for you. You know, it's good that, you know, God is the only one I know that when he began to give me information about working on my belief, working on myself, I used to tell people to go the book of John, you know, St. John, and just read, because you won't find the word faith, but you find the word believe, and it will build you up, amen, if you feel you're weak in faith, amen. It's good that we work with our youth, and anyone, you know, find out, like you say, where you are today, where you are now, and build on it. God bless you. I appreciate
you
calling.
Sir.
God bless you. We have another caller.
Thank you. Good night.
Go ahead. All right. Good night. We have another caller. You can call in and press 1. Amen. If you're holding or you're on the line, you want to say anything concerning seeking and finding. And all of us, amen, always in Christ. And sometimes we overlook and we are compassionate about, you know, well, God going to take care of us. But he gave us 2 legs and 2 arms, and he gave us a mind better than a computer. Amen. He's able, and he made us in his image and his likeness. And when he told Adam, whatever you name these animals, Adam, I'll stand with it. Whatever you say, Adam, I'll back you. And Adam just had that. God gave him that go-ahead and that authority, and he just named. And so we are capable with God. Amen. If we just meditate, sometimes we just take our time and sit and listen, you know, through prayer, meditation, get in a quiet area where you can quiet down, quiet your mouth, your mind down. We have to be mindful. Amen. Our mind does play a part in our seeking, amen, and finding. Amen. It will try to, you ever thought about when you be walking? If you went to the zoo, and you begin to walk through the zoo and you go to the area, have a whole lot of monkeys and there, and you sit there and they jump from tree to tree, you know, if you don't be careful, the enemy will have your mind jumping from one subject to another subject. You can be sitting there and be thinking about, well, God, I need to have this, and I want the next thing you know, your mind is jumping on something else. Oh, how did I start thinking about this? My whole object was to start out the study about how to accomplish and finish things on my health, or how to increase my income, how to better have a better relationship, my family, my neighbor, and all of a sudden something come up. And then that subject come up, beginning to have you worrying. Then that's another subject jump in. So you have to quiet your mind, control your mind. Say, hold on now, let's leave. I'm discussing this one here. I'm researching this avenue right here. And those are the little dots that the enemy bring. The little dots. Believe it or not, the enemy desire to this, you know, have your mind jumping from one subject to another subject. So when you're researching, amen, that's what Jesus says, seek and you'll find, knock, amen. If you can't find it through physical means, then you get on the phone, or you can be in the ass. Amen. Use all the tools that he's given you, your hand, your feet, your mouth, amen, and put all the body, amen, involved. And I have run across a friend of mine I was thinking about 20 years ago when I started ministry. I spotted him one day. You know how you see someone, say, hey, how you doing? Oh, my God, but the traffic was separating us. Then I just prayed and rolled where I last saw him at in the community. And the day I was out helping someone and delivering bread and talking to another ministry, and this individual came by. I said, oh, God, that looked like my friend, old friend. So I followed him to the nearest shop, and thank God it was him. Oh, we laughed, we shook hands, and I got his number. Amen. So it lets you know you got to constantly be in Christ, be active. The poor, the needy, the halt, the blind, be active. Keep yourself being active in the areas, amen, that God loved. God loved the poor. He loved the poor. He said, when I was hungry, amen, you didn't give me nothing to drink, nothing to eat. Amen. When I was thirsty, and he was talking, amen, concerning the sheep on the right and the goats on the left, and he was telling the disciples, amen, about what God loved and what he's concerned about. And he said, when I was hungry, you didn't come to me. When I was sick, you didn't come to me. And I was thirsty, no, you didn't come to me. And when I was in jail, you didn't come to me. And they was concerned. They said, oh, Jesus, when we didn't come to you, we didn't even know you was there. And Jesus said that when you did it to the least of these, you did it to me. When you did it to the least, amen. In Matthew, the 25th chapter. So we have to stay active in those areas, be active. And when you seek out God's will as being active, Matthew's 25th chapter, Matthew's, and he said the king, when the king came, put the sheep on the right and goat on the left, and he said that when I was hungry, 35th verse, when I was hungry, you gave me food, I was thirsty and you gave me drink, I was a stranger and you took me in, I was naked and you clothed me, I was sick and you visit me, I was in prison and you came unto me. Then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, When did we see you hungry or fed you or thirsty and gave you drink? And when did we see you stranger and took you in or naked and clothed you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and come unto you? And the king answered and said unto them, I assure you, I said unto you, inasmuch as you did it to the least of my brethren, you did it unto me. So you never know where God is in people. He's everywhere in people. Amen. God loved the world. He loves the world. And he cared for the world. Amen. So if you're a child of God, if you just do his will, helping others much as you possibly can without destroying yourself now, you know, keep a little oil in your vessel. Amen. But when you have something extra, even just a word, a conversation to go to others, like the Brother Eddie Power just was discussing, he working with the youth. Amen. My brother Leon Toussaint working with Haiti. Amen. And sending clothes and food and helping people. Amen. You doing it unto God. You doing it unto God, people. And it will encourage you and help you. And you never know. It might be somebody, nurse, be in that family. It might be a doctor in that family. It might be someone very important that was going to be able to help you out of your problem. Amen. Someone can help you out of your problem. Amen. If you're a caller and you like to discuss something, amen, about seeking, finding, and knocking. And one thing about this also, amen, seeking, finding, and knocking, you will learn about how God used you, and you can learn the inner voice of God within you. You know, there's a voice, amen, within your conscience, your mind, amen. God move on the conscience, something heavy, he reaches on the mind and the conscience, because he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. Amen. And he reaches in, and, you know, you're reading and you're praying and you're fellowshipping with him, and it comes to your mind and conscience. Amen. Okay, listen, brother, get up this morning. I want you to get up in this morning. I just want you to, amen. He might wake you up 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, and you just start praying. You can't go to sleep. You can't go to sleep. Oh, well. Let's start praying. You know, let's pray for the family, the world. Let's pray. And, you know, read the Bible. Then during that day, all the time, John the Baptist said he must decrease in order for God to increase. Amen. You are decreasing. And you have to, and you be learning how, amen, you're decreasing, and you're learning how God is using you and how God is, like, leading you, amen. You begin to understand, amen, about his ways. And now when you get an impulse or you get a conscience sitting on your mind, somebody come to your mind, you say, oh, yeah, I better call this person because they've been on my mind lately. I need to call this person. Oh, I need to go by there. I don't know why, but it's constantly been on my mind. You know, it's constantly been on my mind. And so, as that began to fulfill, you begin to see God moving. And then after a while, you'll learn, say, oh, that's God working. And through that, you'll find out, amen, how you're growing, how you're overcoming, and seeking and finding problems. Begin to be solved. That is the highest mark, amen, any Christian can get. Amen. Any Christian can get, amen, is to knowing God. And Mahalia Jackson said something real in a small song. I just want to share for you a little bit. Precious Lord, take my hand. Oh. sometimes we can get in the right position, and the Bible says, blessed are those that mourn. Amen. You feel that you want God to lead you on each and every day. That is the utmost accomplishment for any Christian. Amen. You might not know, amen, but God can lead you someplace and find what you're looking for if you cause you leading and depending on you trusting in Him. And James said, I have faith, and you say you have faith, but James said, I'll show you my faith by my works. So research is a part of faith. Research is a part of faith. And that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to research. He wants us to seek after. Amen. And find things. Not only that, but it'll help you as well as others. God is a great God. And He can help. And He can desire. He give us our heart's desires. He can help us. And He's always there. But we ourselves, amen, have to understand that God is with us always. Amen. If we have another caller, amen, we thank God for you. Remember, research. Research. Research is the key. Amen. Research. There are people that are doing research in the wrong direction. They choose to do research on other things. But we have to understand that God wants to research in the positive direction of helping people. And when we know more, if you just want to help, amen, God will lead you in that direction. Amen. If you just want to just help your neighbor, amen, you learn things if you help your neighbor. Amen. Amen. We appreciate you calling today. Amen. Remember, whatever problem you're going through, you just research. If you can research and seek out, amen, in times like these, like the prophet Isaiah said, 1:18, God said, you eat good of the land. Don't let the devil and the world lock you in. Oh, you don't have this. You don't have this. And put you in that spirit, amen, of being down and sorrowful. Amen. Those are just spirit things that come to your mind. Calm your mind down. Stay on one direction. And say, you know what? My mind don't be jumping from one subject to another area. And next thing you know, you'll be feeling uncomfortable. You'll be doubting. No fear. If you break the word down, it means false evidence appear real. False evidence that's appearing real. Amen. That's what fear is about. It's false evidence. If you can't find the right evidence for it, then let it go. Let it go. Amen. So if you would desire to write a call, amen, we appreciate you, amen, to be a part of Blog Talk Radio as well as Doctrine of Truth. Amen. You can email me at seniorbishop@jciministries.org. seniorbishop@jciministries.org. Or you can call, like we're doing today. I'll be on the website. You can go to our website, www.jciministries.org. jciministries.org. And if not, you can join us on Facebook. You know, Facebook, amen, www.facebook.com/JesusChristInternationalMinistries. And we'll be there on the Facebook. And as well as if you want to go to youtube.com, amen, JCI Ministries. If you would like to write, and we thank God for your encouragement, amen, that we're trying to reach you, amen. Remember, research. If God's word tells us to research, then we should research. Amen. The world is researching the wrong things. They're researching things that are not profitable, sometimes strictly for money and for themselves. But Jesus is personal. He is personal. That's why he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. I'm quite sure, amen, if you have a credit card or money in your pocket, that's personal. Your credit and things, that's personal. and you use it for your own benefit. Jesus, amen, he wants to prove to you that he's capable now while we're here. Amen. He's capable now to help you now. Amen. But you have to apply yourself. Amen. He said, seek and you'll find, knock and the door will be open. He didn't say anything about a certain amount of money, education, a background, where you come from, how old you are, what's your age limit, what kind of transportation you have and you don't have, what kind of health you in now, if you're poor, you're rich, you're blind, you're halt, you're crippled. He didn't say all of that. He said, seek and you will find. God gave me that 30 years ago. He gave me St. John also 15 chapter. He said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you should ask what you will. Every child, a father, a mother, if they love their children, they're concerned about their well-being. And God loved the whole world. He don't like their ways. He don't like our ways. You know, love is strong. Amen. People love. Love is real strong. Look at God. And if you don't understand what love is, look at God and his son Jesus. The world is in certain things. People feel, oh, the world is falling apart. But not according to God's word. He love us. God is long-suffering. He love us, but he just don't love the ways. If you have children or relatives, they have children, a brother, a cousin, and you know why? Well, I don't know why mom and dad keep putting up with that child. Oh, my brother, he's off the chain. The world says he's off the chain. No, but no, God love. He's love. And we have to learn that he love us so much. If you accept him, he will accept you. He will no wise turn against you. Because what? The angels in heaven will rejoice. You ever thought about that? Angels in heaven rejoice over one soul that come to Christ. It's just like you might call it a game, if I can use that as an example. You know, the home team is winning. The other team trying to stop you from coming to Christ. And those that come to Christ, we'd be so happy. Oh, another soul. Thank God. They would begin to teach you and talk to you. Now you're still living here now. Go ahead, pick up your sword. Go ahead. Shake yourself off and, you know. So seeking, finding, research. What are you going through? What's happening with you? Calm your mind down. Only accept one or two subjects. Amen. Oh, let's wash away all of the stuff. Say, hold on. I'm thinking about this one thing here, and I'm going to hold myself, you know, hold my mind just to one situation here. And we really appreciate you. We really appreciate you. Amen. Continue to tell your friends and relatives. Amen. You can go subscribe and go to Blog Talk Radio, Doctrine of Truth, and be a part. Amen. Of the message here today. Share it with others. Amen. Research. That's what it's all about. Research. Amen. God is able. And our prayer to you. Amen. That you be an overcomer by your faith. And your faith is impossible. It's possible. Paul said he learned. He can do all things in Christ. Let's strengthen him. God bless you. Doctor of Truth.